The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
Welcome back, everybody. It's been a while.
Been a while.
Hit that button again. Got again.
Oh, the little follow arrow.
Yeah, so do I.
It's red.
Okay, cool.
It's not following the thing.
So last time you killed a demon lord after it killed another demon lord.
It was a twofer.
By proxy, we killed two.
You know, adjacent to the demon lord.
We should have really leveled up twice.
Nah, you guys can call it whatever you want.
Assistant Demon Lord Killer.
Assistant to the Demon Lord.
No, Assistant Demon Lord
Killer. Well, I scared the one back to the actual, like, material plane, and then Gabagool ate her. That's totally what happened.
Okay.
Jeff, you don't get to decide our reality.
I know. Do you think you're God here? So, you are surrounded by Myconids. You have the broken husk of what is left of your old adventuring party member, and a pile of dissolving goo.
We need that goo, right?
Yeah, you got the goo.
Okay.
Which party member are you talking about?
Nexus.
Oh, it wasn't part of my party.
Nope.
Neither.
Oh, yeah, Kira's the only one.
Yeah, literally.
The other two got axes. I'm not doing anything for Nexus. Does Nexus have any shit I can loot?
Nexus, since you did actually not find some of these magic items on your sheets anywhere, I will give you a helm of telepathy and a +2 set of leather armor.
Ooh. Write that shit down. I won't use the armor. But
I don't think
either.
Anybody can.
I don't think anybody of us can.
Wizards can. It just kind of sucks.
I mean, yeah.
No, well,
I could have taken a feat.
You could put it on.
Had I known it was there, yes. I could have taken a feat and then worn it, but doesn't matter now.
Yes, unfortunately, Jublex does not have pockets.
What are you talking about? He's just a big-ass pocket.
Literally a giant.
It's a pocket full of acid, but it's a fucking pocket.
That is true.
And the list of shit that we got that none of us can use.
If we can never find a storefront, we'll be fine.
Oh, shit. They reduced it to $35. They must be selling these like fucking hotcakes.
Are they DCCs? Okay.
I'll just put two of them in your cart.
I just sent it to you guys.
Okay.
You get the RPG, print plus PDF, set of dice, Sailors on the Starless Sea Adventure, Goodman Games Gazette, and scratch-off character sheets. Limit one purchase.
Scratch-off character sheets. That is fucking brilliant.
Well, because the idea is that it's for first, like, I would take those to when I go to play with people who've never done them before, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like a lotto ticket. Who knows what the fuck you're going to get as your zero level.
Oh, my God, that is fucking brilliant.
Are you still running stuff at the shop?
Yeah, they're being real fucking dumb. I'm going to try and kill them in the next game.
I talked to What's-His-Name about running some more Borg or something in there.
Yeah. I'm going to murder them, I think. Being real goddamn dumb. Like, we do dumb shit, but holy God, I remember how much more intelligent we are after 8 years running with people who have never played an RPG before.
Yeah.
If you need somebody extra, I'll come and join.
Immediately split the party.
Oh, yeah.
Wanted to fuck a dead body, got naked, and joined the cult. And that was just one player.
Matt's playing with you?
When did Matt come back to the podcast? Stavros?
We can make that a thing on our podcast because you know he doesn't listen, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a new thing.
What is?
It's a comedian that looks remarkably and acts remarkably like Matt.
Okay.
Like, to the point that I showed Broja, I said, "Who's that?" And she's like, "It looks like Matt." I said, "Yeah, it's a comedian." And then I played it where he laughed. She's like, "Holy shit, that's exactly like Matt."
Yep. And the best part is, like, he won't look the guy up.
He'll never know.
Stavros Halkias, the New York comedian who's Greek and from Baltimore.
Did you write down the magic shit?
The two things that you said? Yeah, the helmet, telepathy, and...
Yep.
+2 leather armor.
Yep.
Anything you guys want to do here?
Okay, we're still at the...
You are still standing amidst the battlefield.
Yes. Is there anything left of the demon lord that got eaten?
No, she kind of dissolved in acid.
Gotcha.
Is there anything to pick up off of any of the other individuals that we killed?
We only killed two people.
Yeah.
We just killed the demon
lord. I thought there were hordes of...
The Myconid army.
Oh, I guess that's fair.
There was a Myconid queen. What happened to her? Or Myconid...
She probably did.
She was trying to be convinced?
Are you talking about the one that came with us?
There was
the
another
one. That you went to meet up with. There's Basidia.
Yeah, Basidia.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a Myconid leader that we were talking to on the other side?
There was Philo.
Philo was killed in the...
In the astral plane.
In the astral plane. Yeah.
Okay, never mind. We've taken care of all of the leadership of the Myconid army at this point.
Wasn't there possibly a beholder around here? That we thought?
Yes.
A death tyrant, yes.
A death tyrant.
Oh, that's right. Never mind. I didn't say that. We can leave.
No. Finding the death tyrant. My goal is to railroad this as quickly as possible. Let's find the death tyrant.
Okay. We just killed two demon lords. You don't think we can take on a death tyrant?
Yeah.
Where's your confidence?
You know what? Hey.
It got spent on the demon lords.
We killed the demon lord. All right? It's your turn to kill the magic thing. Step up. Join the party.
I think I helped.
So I'm pretty sure, I don't like to give props to other people, but I'm pretty sure Schroeder and I basically killed the demon lord.
You know, honestly, I expected you guys to forget all about the death tyrant, and I didn't even do anything to prep for it.
Oh, now we got to fight. Now we got to fight. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Great episode. Have a nice night, guys.
See you in 2 weeks.
Now you can't nerf it.
Great.
Effective.
We're packing it in? All right. Game over.
No. He's got to look up the stats for death tyrant.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
I'm kidding.
We'll be extensive.
Yeah, no, we're not fighting a death tyrant.
Why not?
Because his character got killed by the beholder last time.
Yeah,
but he shouldn't have. That was your fuck up.
I like this character I created because you hate yours already. It doesn't mean we have to kill him off.
We should take a long rest.
Technically, we have to level up. So since we already have, we might as well call it.
So what did Jeff have planned then? Just going back then?
Probably.
Do you remember why he's saying that it was the two of us that killed it?
No, not at all.
It's because Glabagool, if he didn't take radiant damage in the round,
would
automatically heal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So between his thing and my moonbeam.
Yeah.
I did a radiant spell that helped a little.
No, you didn't, because it never went off, because you didn't read your spell right. No, you didn't.
It went off?
No, I remember 100%. It shouldn't have gone off, and he played it at the end like it did.
I don't remember why.
Because you didn't read your spell, because it only does damage at the start of their turn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
It errantly went off.
Yeah. He just let it go because it was the last round.
Sure.
No, I remember that. Yeah.
Don't question my memory.
I gotta reread this spell.
Okay.
Yeah, go reread it. I know your spell better than you do, and I read it once.
TPK.
You can say it out loud. Everybody already knows.
Okay.
That's how I play, Jeff. Fuck it. I feel like I have a good understanding of the rules. I really don't. It's fine. Because weren't we on our way to the Death Tyrant?
No.
No.
No, you passed through an area on the way to here.
Yes.
Yeah, where we passed a roll.
You felt the eyes on you again.
Yeah.
I think I passed a roll.
We have to go back and check a look. We have to go back and take a look anyway.
Yeah, no. Your background with the hatred of undead, you definitely sensed that there was undead attached to that.
Because, I remember... I passed a roll that made me recognize the same, being viewed like we were as we were walking through the...
In honor of Matt and his Mind Flayer friend, we have to go back because the Death Tyrants hang out with Mind Flayers.
Fuck him, he quit.
It's the whole underground secret cabal that we have to deal with.
Again, we know nothing about that. That's all on you.
How does the Helm of Telepathy work? Is it like the?
I don't have my DMG on me.
Just Google it.
It's like the spell.
You can just Google
telepathy.
It. No, there's more to it.
Well,
it's like a mind. Isn't there like a mind protection like my ring?
Mm-mm. I honestly don't remember.
There was like seven things because Kira wore it for a while.
Yeah.
And then gave it up for. I forget.
It gives you detect thoughts. I know as a spell that you cast.
Yeah. We had a bar fight because I recall. I started to use it on somebody who really knew what I was doing.
Actually, yeah. That did happen.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the only times I remember using it.
That was back before you started drinking on the podcast.
That can't possibly.
I don't think that's true at all.
There's an entire Call of Cthulhu game, Lucas Run, where there are whole nights I don't remember playing. So that's really not true.
There are nights where I don't remember running it.
And by nights, I mean like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
We gotta go take a look.
We don't have to do shit.
We do have to go back that way, right?
We don't if we choose to be cowards.
You don't. You could actually find a way to teleport back to wherever the turtle has a tree at.
Oh, that's right. You planted the tree.
Don't remind them of that.
Teleport tree.
No, I talked about it earlier. It's at Viserion's Tower.
Well, that's easy.
Which you could go back and drop off reagents.
Correct.
Do that.
And you could make your way back to Neverlight Grove.
Yep.
See? Problem solved.
We could do that from here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go check out the Death Tyrant. Pop in for a pint. Wait back to the tower.
Wait for it all to blow over.
Wait for it all to blow over.
Just read the Death Tyrant is going to be the name of my bar. As we travel. What was it? What were the books that you were reading?
What books?
I called them Judy Blum books, but you had like the detective phase.
I had a whole shtick going, and you guys were rolling, so I just kept going with it. It's in the lost episode somewhere.
But aren't we closer to the labyrinth, which is where we need to go, actually?
Right now,
Not now. Not since we teleported.
Yeah. We're in Aramicus.
Yeah,
which, if he pulls it out, it's way to the west. What we would want to do is travel back to Neverlight Grove and then go back down.
Yeah, here's Neverlight Grove. You are currently somewhere in here.
Let's see, so here's Moron.
Does not do nearly at all what I thought it did.
Yeah, so we're not that much further away. Well, I was thinking the tower, not Neverlight Grove.
Oh, the tower is up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, the helmet telepathy is not nearly as cool as I thought it was.
Nope. Other than it gives you telepathy, which eliminates the need for you to have language.
Yeah. Just pull along a fucking Myconid with us. What's his name? Just drag his ass with us.
Yeah, you could. Dragoon Rumpadump.
Yeah. That was Rumpadump. That's right. Who's the other one? That
New
died?
Player.
Stool. Lorthun, was he the first beholder?
That's correct.
You good there?
Yeah, I didn't really...
Will you hand that to me? The tablet?
At least this one's quiet.
For now.
Sometimes.
That's the kind of shit that a parent would never say.
Yeah. Welcome to the podcast, Declan. Would you like to say hello?
You've just... what we call the announcer's curse.
Yeah.
They're aliens. Clearly, I don't have
to... He hasn't missed a kick in his last 40 attempts.
Shanked!
Every single time.
Fucking leg just exploded. Bone everywhere.
Whoa, spontaneous combustion on the field.
Help him out.
I got it. Maybe. As long as I just hold it right there.
Talk.
Tall or long, right?
Pretty tall, laying down.
Check, check, 1, 2. Check, check, 1, 2. Check,
dear
one,
God.
Two. Check, check, 1, 2.
Yeah, you're good.
Can you see me, Jeff?
Yep.
Do I look okay?
You've been better, but yes.
I probably just need to pick it up and pull it here. That's fine.
How's your look on the screen?
I think the best part about the fact that Troy is now, like, working with us is just the inside jokes.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Okay, so I kind of need a ruling. Are we heading towards the Death Tyrant or no?
What do you want us to not do?
Sit there and not make a fucking decision?
Cool. Well, I guess we're doing that.
Let's just do an entire session of downtime.
Just take a drive-by. Just see what's up. Just go take a look.
Yeah, totally. Let's go to
that. Just go take a look. It's probably fine. It'll be like two rooms.
We're in the middle of a forest.
The room we enter and the room the Death Tyrant kills us in. Two rooms.
But it's not an enclosed space.
Pocket dimension.
Death Tyrants can't do that?
I like how you look at me like, you're making that up, right?
There's a question mark in the end. That was nice.
You're making that shit up, right?
Maybe we'll find Gromp's memoirs there.
Could be. You know what he might have? Angel feathers.
Pocket dust.
Maybe we'll meet Matt Ettercap.
No, we won't.
Damn. Kill with fire.
Matt just walks down.
No, that character finished with a competent player.
Now, see, if Josh wanted to come back and play Matt Ettercap, I would allow that.
Yeah, and then we would all get suplexed off a cliff.
Okay, so we are heading towards the Death Tyrant, right?
Just take a look. Plant a tree. Go back to the tower.
I don't actually enjoy playing game. Games with when he's
right,
like on the team.
Yeah,
it sucks.
Who?
Grady.
Oh,
it's not enjoyable. It's like, oh, He just still, like, because he's just a DM, he just wants to kill the party all the time. That's all he wants to do.
I mean, you guys can totally just teleport off and leave him.
I mean, we could, that's but true. Then we also leave the last bastion of anybody actually associated with this entire story.
Nah.
Don't give me that power.
The only person left with revenge in his heart. There you go.
Maybe a little. So what are we doing?
Let's take a quick look. In and out. Then back to the Wizard's Tower, have a couple pints, wait for this all to blow over.
I was waiting. And just take out the stone and start talking to the demon lord in the stone. It's like,
you
fuck
still
it.
Got that thing?
Somewhere. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, because the beholder wouldn't take it. Or maybe he did want to take it and I wouldn't give it to him. I don't remember. Yeah. Let's go in the direction of the Death Tyrant.
Sure, why not?
Just a little stealth. A little stealthy.
Says the wolf.
Yeah. Stealthy
so
like
are
the wolf.
You,
that's how the
are you going
goes.
To rest up? Are you going to what?
Yeah, I assume.
No. Yes. Half HP. Let's go. No spell slots.
Per the rules, we have to level up, which we've already done, so yes.
Okay, cool.
I should probably get my cards out.
By the way, if we are level 12.
Anybody get anything cool?
No, mine was ability modifier, or ability thing.
Ability score increase.
Thank you. I don't know, my brain just died. Legit just died. I've already checked out on 5e, dude, I'm done.
It's just his typical response when it's anything technical he's talking about.
Yes, if Lucas hasn't already dated this recording, we're still dealing with the OGL issues.
But today's
from
the day
Wizard
that they
the
walked
coast.
Everything back and decided that, nah, we're not going to touch it.
You mean today's the day they got all, they tabulated all the survey responses from the 15,000 that said.
And they lost.
And there wasn't a single percentage under 60% that was like, we hate what you're doing. Don't do this.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Okay, so are you guys going to hang out with Basidia and her crew? Are you going to ditch them? Are you going to...
Yeah, we'll hang out, play poker, whatever they want to do.
I mean, what's their agenda? Like,
I mean, they're probably going to leave at least some of the Myconids here to help rebuild what was destroyed in Aramicus. Kira can tell you when they were in Neverlight Grove originally, there were different groups within the mounds. That's
we talked about
were.
That already.
And there were the growers and the sowers, and the growers could help. The growers and the sowers actually could help.
Some are growers, some are showers.
Yep, exactly.
What's the significance of the goo? Like, what does the goo do?
What do you mean?
Like, we needed it for what?
It's a reagent for a ritual.
But it can't be used for anything else other than the ritual. Like, it's not, it doesn't have any properties of any kind.
Yeah, drink it.
Double dog dare you.
I mean,
I'm sure it does.
If you wanted to take some, do some research, and try and come up with a way to use it, then maybe we could work on that.
Library use roll.
That'd be
library
arcana.
Or arcana. I could do an arcana roll.
Right, but it's going to take you getting somewhere where you could look shit up, like back at Araj.
Fair.
Back at the Wizard's Tower. He That's has fair. A bunch of shit you could look through.
I can remember his name. I couldn't remember the name of the... Like, he named the area.
I mean, I'll take a little sample just for me that I can fuck around with later. Just for funsies.
Is the plan, I mean, besides rebuilding here, are they going to try and repopulate Neverlight Grove?
Make a dex check. Mm-hmm. No. Lucas needs to make a dex check.
For what?
For handling
for scooping the acid. For scooping up a portion of Jublex. Oh,
cool. Dex check, dex save.
Same
dex
thing.
Check. No, it's
still not the same thing.
Oh.
Not great.
If you die, I'm not bringing you back.
He won't die from it.
It's not a one.
Come on, Jeff. Help us out here, man.
You already killed it. I'm not going to have it kill him now. I mean, that'd just be mean.
And
I'm not excited for when I play when I run a game for you guys. I'm going to murder the shit out of you.
There he is. What did you get?
Total?
Yeah.
That's a 5.
Cool.
I rolled a 2 on the die.
That's 23 points of acid damage.
Sweet!
That's you go to scoop it up, and it's like it gets stuck part of the way as you're trying to draw it out, and you just flip it up all over yourself.
No, he tries to catch it.
I just scooped it with my hands. What are you talking about? I didn't even try. I'm like, well, this is fine. Ow, 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 ow.
He took like a cardboard sippy cup and scooped it up, and it just melted all over him.
Skin is just sloughing off as he's like trying to push it off, and his flesh and muscle are just like just falling off the bone.
What were you at before? No, you could have done it after resting. Make sure and keep that on there.
What did you say it was? 20 what?
23.
Okay.
But yes, you have a sample of Jublex. Huh? You have a sample of Jublex.
Cool.
The remains of.
Shoved it right in his pocket.
Okay, so the thing that I kind of mentioned before recording, you guys are going to make your way back to the area where you felt the stirrings of the Death Tyrant's lair.
Yep.
I've been trying to come up with a way to deal with the fact that I don't throw in 6 encounters during the day to burn your resources down before you get to a big encounter. So we have the preliminary run of a set of rules. And we're going to do this before... We're going to do this on the Death Tyrant encounter instead of on a Demon Lord encounter or something like that. So I need the group to make me a survival check. Their survival check is going to represent how long your travel day is before you get there. Actually, I guess I just need one.
21.
I need one roll from the group. Not everybody roll, because... So, who do you want to roll?
I'm not proficient, but I got a 21.
What's your survival?
Plus 10.
You should probably roll.
Mine's up there.
I'm going to roll one.
It's okay. Not that high. I think I get extra. You probably are.
24.
Not bad. You're going to roll a d4.
3.
Okay. The lower you roll on the survival check, the bigger die you're going to roll. So, okay. Over 20, you roll a d4. That's how many hazards you potentially can hit. And you're going to spend a number of hit points per hazard and a number of spell slots per hazard. Whether that just be travel conditions, or you run across some random monster that's so low level that I don't care about running the encounter, but you still throw a fucking fireball at it.
Okay.
Because I know these two are going to just fucking unload fireballs.
What fucking spell I'm going to sling?
If we run across an army of kobolds, I'm fucking... what have I got now?
Eldritch Blast.
Eldritch Blast all day long.
But you can't twin it.
I don't need to. I got 3 of them.
Okay. So then...
Fireball. So what'd you roll on the
d4? I rolled a 3.
Or 3. So based on your hit die...
Hit die?
Yeah. Okay. Yours is d6.
Right.
So 3 per hazard. 3 hit points per hazard. So you're going to take 9 hit points off.
Okay.
You're going to do the same because you're a d6. D8, you're going to take 4 off.
4
per hazard. So you're going to lose 12 hit points for the day.
Motherfucker.
I don't agree to these rules.
Okay.
It's an interesting concept. I'm not against it.
No. That's good.
You're going to spend 3 spell slots.
Of my choice.
Rolled randomly. What's your highest level spell?
6.
So roll a d6. How many times? One per hazard.
There's 1 6.
Motherfucker. Really?
How many spells do you think you spend in a day?
That's probably not inaccurate, I don't think.
When I was looking at rules. Decent amount of spells.
So you're traveling.
Before we travel,
mm-hmm.
I'm storing. Before we. I'm sorry.
Before you rest.
Before we rest, I'm putting a 6 level cure wounds in the shield.
That's fine.
Okay. So we got to roll basically a d6 3 times.
That's what I did.
Yes.
That's the same shit, dude. Same shit.
Well, I'm going to roll 6 3 times, and then I only actually lose 1 slot, right?
Mine was 6 3 2, so.
What'd you get, Troy?
6 6 3.
Well, now we just rest for a day.
What are you going to take from me, Jeff? What are you going to take from me?
This is the time that it takes you to get where you're going.
Yeah, no.
So now you're coming to...
This is during travel time.
Yeah. Gotcha. Now, during that travel, you also have time to take a short rest and burn resources to regain those hit points. Or the wizard can use his arcane recovery.
Arcane recovery and get all my spell slots back.
Exactly. Yeah. But
I feel like I'm being targeted, Jeff.
But yeah. The thing is,
you're consuming those resources.
Correct.
Right.
And this is where I just think a little bit of narration would be interesting. Whatever the case, you know what I mean? Like, we came across oozes, we came across drow.
Yeah,
you know
you came across the remnants of Jublex's oozes and the myconids that hadn't snapped out of it yet.
His groupies, his oozy floozies.
Like, there's random encounters that I could throw in there from that region, but I just don't have it ready.
So I can spend hit die, is what you're telling me.
Yes.
If we decide to take a short rest, we can spend hit die, yeah.
What are you taking from my D12, Jeff? You never tell me. I just assumed I was boss.
It's basically half a hit die. So
18.
Yep.
I won't argue. I like it.
Okay.
So, after going through it once, does that seem completely unfair?
No.
I wouldn't say unfair, but I would rather just have the random encounter than randomly, like, if it's some dumb random encounter, there's no way I'm spending a 6-level spell.
Same.
Like, that's the thing.
No, I get what you're saying. But if I don't say roll randomly, you're going to say, yeah, I spent all my 1st-level spells.
It depends on the encounter, like...
No, I'm with you.
Just saying. Like...
No, I understand what you're saying.
If
they want to do it this way, Jeff, you could set up the random encounters, you could roll them ahead of time, put them on a list, and figure out what their challenge rating is, and decide, because it will tell you based on the challenge rating, the percentage of resources. It tells you that the fight should expend 25% of resources, 50% of resources, 75% of resources.
Does it have that in the DMG?
Yep.
Huh.
So, if they don't like this, you could make it a lot worse. Because it'll say things like 75% of resources are expected to be lost versus X, Y, or Z. So if we want to do random rolls where we actually say, okay, you fought 15 kobolds, you lose 10% of resources, you could do that too.
Yeah, see, I don't want to waste an hour of recording dealing with half a dozen carrion crawlers or something like that. You guys are 12th level. You don't give a shit about carrion crawlers.
Yeah, but like...
It's not like I'm...
We also know that we're... Like, our intent is to go back and look for a thing that we know we're going to need high-level spells for, so I'm never going to spend my 6th-level slot if I know I'm going to use it against something that's giant. So the fact that now that's gone makes no fucking sense.
No, yeah. It does. It absolutely does. If you had the ability to one-shot 18 things by using your 6th-level slot, you might consider it. And besides, you can get it back with Arcane Recovery. All it means
I can't.
No?
I need a long rest.
Well, we can take a long rest, and
you
then
can spend sorcery
well.
Points.
Let's just take a long rest.
I say almost everybody can.
Damn it, Troy!
Almost everybody can regain shit,
except for me.
Yeah, except for Schroeder.
Does he lose rages?
No, I didn't take into account any other abilities.
Well, why not? He's definitely going to rage.
That is true.
You don't want him to lose rages.
Yeah, I don't want to lose.
I don't
want to
lose
spell
slots.
Okay, how many spell slots you got?
I'm just saying.
No, no, no. How many spell slots you got?
I only have 1 for 6th.
How many spell slots you got?
How many rages can you get back? In what period?
1. Huh? I lose both my rages, I'm done for the day.
You have more rages than 2.
If you're 5th level, you're 6th level, you should have more rages than that.
Yeah.
Not by many. What I'm saying is a rage for me is like 30% of my rages.
You bare minimum have 3.
Okay, so I guess I got more work to do.
No, I don't necessarily.
6th level is 4 rages.
Yeah.
So how many spell slots you got, Troy? How many spell slots you got above 3rd level?
6. Because his multi-class table is the same as mine.
Doesn't matter. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you right. Like
roll a d4, Jeff. Toss me a d4.
If I can grab it. 1.
Okay, I lose 1 rage. I'm okay with it.
Sure you are.
Toss a d4 for every combat.
Because it makes us that much closer to a TPK.
No, I don't want a TPK, but if that makes Troy feel better, I'm just saying the action economy is very, very different.
It's not, though.
No,
almost guaranteed to rage every single battle. I am not necessarily guaranteed to spend a 6-level spell every battle.
Exactly.
And you're not guaranteed to roll a 6 every time either, but...
I'll lose it. That's fine. I might use 2 or 3. Roll another one, Jeff.
It's okay. Just keep it. I'm done arguing about it. Let's go do whatever fight you're going to do. Keep your stuff. I will rewrite it. I will figure something else out.
Well, if we're going to stop and rest, I'm going to get some fucking hit points back.
No, I'm saying forget everything I just said. We'll just cut this out. I'm...
Fuck 5e.
Uh... I honestly don't even remember how far of a trek it was from where you guys poured it in
it,
to.
It wasn't that far.
Yeah, I didn't.
It
think
was
it
like
was.
The first thing we encountered was from when we poured it in. Like the first thing we ran into was that feeling.
Yeah. So you get back to the area.
Okay.
Feels like you're being watched.
Fuck. Doesn't last as long as that. I was gonna use Eyes of the Grave, which is detecting undead. But I'm assuming he's farther than 60 feet away.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think you rolled high enough last time to know that it's within a mile of the lair. You start feeling this.
Yeah, and I knew the direction, if I remember correctly.
No, you wouldn't know the direction. You have no idea where this thing's lair is, but you know you're within a mile of it.
Gotcha. Okay.
I thought what we passed was the lair.
Like no,
was
we like passed.
You passed the area where you started feeling like you were being watched, yeah. And that is within a mile of the lair.
Oh, I thought we actually came up to like a cavern or something.
Nope.
No, because we were walking the path through Aramicus, and basically we felt like we were being like the eye stalk was poking out, like when we were walking through the I don't remember the name of that place, Oblivion.
Oh, the Vast Oblivion.
The Vast Oblivion, yeah. Okay. So, I know we're within a mile, but I don't know which direction.
Correct.
Gotcha. Can you track it? Because I assume that these are ghost eye stalks.
Oh. Are there any animals around, Jeff?
Yeah.
Offer a bit of food to an animal? See if they would be interested?
No. For the most part, anything around here is going to be really skittish about around any kind of humanoids.
Give me a moment to spend a spell slot. From my knowledge of the area, would I assume that speak with plants or speak with animals would be better before I spend the spell slot? Like, are we actually seeing animals around, or should I just speak with...
You could do either one. If you could do some kind of a charisma check to make some kind of a connection with animals, you could start some kind of a conversation. But just big scary human is going to scare off the wildlife.
I'm a turtle.
I mean, when Grady was trying to do it.
Oh. For the turtle club. Yeah, I was going to spend a spell slot, but it's just 13. Charisma is my dump stat. That looked like it was rougher than he was anticipating.
Second shot's easier than the first.
My boss gave me the half of her lunch that she couldn't eat. She got these homemade, what are the...
Cannolis.
Taquitos.
Ah.
And there was this red sauce with them.
Poblano sauce.
No, it wasn't poblano sauce. Mm. It was the hottest fucking thing I've ever eaten. And this...
Like real sriracha?
No.
Sriracha's not that hot.
Man, this stuff just tore me up, and taking a shot of Stoli really burned. Mm. After that.
The warehouse used the word again, the shit that they have in that sriracha suck.
Almost like your throat's inflamed, and then you're pouring straight alcohol on an open wound.
Yep, that's exactly what it felt like.
Yeah.
So yes, you're able to make contact with a cave spider. I don't know.
That works. Yeah, I just want to be like, I mean, how would I...
You gotta do a little spider dance.
If you do the spider dance, I will give you advantage on the charisma check.
I'm doing the spider dance.
Doing the happy dance.
We know there's a big, dead, angry thing nearby. I mean, I don't know how I would describe a death tyrant's just an undead beholder, right? I would describe what I'm talking about, being an undead amorphous blob with lots of tentacle eyes. Do you happen to know which direction it's in?
What's undead?
You know when the spores infect your friends, and then I'll just show it, and then I'll kill something and just respawn it with my fungal infestation?
No, that's an effective way of doing it, yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let me just murder this thing right here in front of you and then reanimate it. Not scary.
Like this.
All.
I never liked my brother anyway.
Jeff, roll sanity.
It knows what you're talking about based on the description, based on explaining what undead means. It knows the thing that you're talking about. It's seen it.
Yeah.
It's seen it wipe out living creatures. It's seen some of those living creatures come back and follow it home, but it doesn't know where home is exactly. It's steered clear of it. It's never gone to find out.
Gotcha.
It can give a vague direction.
I would imagine an undead army walking in a specific direction would have an idea. But yeah.
But based on that, you might be able to find tracks from undead that follow it back.
Okay. Cool. We got a rough idea. You sure you want to do this?
Just go take a look.
So, somebody give me a survival check. See if you can find these tracks and follow them back to...
26.
Oh, yeah, you can find the tracks. It's not necessarily around the main pass where you've been going through, but you're able to find random bits of, like, you see tracks going one way, you see where bodies fall, and then you see tracks going off in another direction.
Got ya. Okay. So then...
And you'll be able to follow that back.
Yeah.
Give me one more survival check to see how well you follow.
19.
Plenty good enough. Eventually,
plus 10's great, right?
It is.
Eventually, you will come to a cavern.
All right. Cool.
You're pretty sure this is where things have been going to.
Cool. Peek your head in, and then we'll go back to the tree.
You can always plant a tree here. Do any of our arcane inclined individuals have anything to say about death tyrants?
Don't know what kind of role that would be.
Arcane.
He said the thing, Lucas.
24.
Enough to know I don't want to deal with it.
23.
You know that it is an undead beholder.
So no.
I mean, so if we were going to get that with a 23, I'm going to roll that for detecting magical traps.
I mean, it's got the same abilities that a beholder has. You know that the central eye, it doesn't do an anti-magic field. It does an anti-life field.
Oh.
You're not sure exactly what that means, but...
It's got the anti-life equation?
That is the legend that you've heard.
So we can go back if you want.
Do I remember if, was it true sight? Beholders, are they able to see even while blind? Like blinded?
You'd have to blind all of their eyes.
Okay.
At least I think. I'd have to look it up. I don't have it open.
There seemed to be any tactical purpose to this cavern? Any sort of...
You going in?
Logical reason in terms of its placement? Is it on sort of a what appears to be a well-traveled path? Is it out of the
way?
No,
it's out of the way.
Do we know anything about death tyrants, about where they live, why they live, what they're doing?
Not that I know of. I don't know that Jeff does. You rolled like a 23 and a 24 on Arcana. The same way that you... I don't remember who made the roll for the Beholder, but... the same way that beholders can like reproduce by dreaming about itself, it can create a copy of itself just by imposing its own will of itself on reality. It'll copy itself. A death tyrant is made by a beholder that goes kind of nuts and imagines itself beyond life, and it just kind of wakes up as one of these things.
It just manifests itself into undeath.
Yes. It's
very little sense behind it, but interesting.
It's kind of the same thing that a wizard does when they become a lich, except it's the wizard has to manipulate magic to make it happen. The will and mind behind a beholder is so tied into the madness of like the Cthulhu mythos stuff. It's so tied into madness and just the way that reality is shaped around it, it can impose its own will on reality. If it dreams it hard enough, it can make it happen. Yeah, beholders are weird.
Apparently, as a beholder, you just think hard enough.
Huh. Cool.
Seems like there's benefits.
When you wish upon a star.
You staying over there?
So are we going in?
I mean, I feel like we gotta take a look. We came all this way. Just pop our head in.
Go for it.
All right. Rage. Pop my head in. Throwing axes.
You can see that the tunnel that you're going into curves up into the rock face that it's carved into. You're not sure how far it goes up.
Do we know if they go insane when they go all dead?
They're kind of insane when they are living.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to kind of go more insane to want to become an undead.
Yes.
Two negatives make a positive, Lucas.
So are we going in?
Let's negotiate with a death tyrant.
Yeah.
Negotiate for what? The other one wouldn't fucking negotiate.
Information.
God damn it. It's just a prisoner.
I've never seen one before.
You've never seen a death tyrant?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
I've not seen a polar bear, but I also don't want to encounter one.
There's one at the zoo. You should have seen it.
Right. There's a glass.
So Kira starts moving into the tunnel. Are you guys following behind?
Yeah, and muttering dumb bitch under my breath.
Kind of, same.
Okay.
Same except saying it out loud very, very loudly.
Okay.
Instead of dumb, I'm adding crazy.
With the noise.
Yeah, fuck it.
Hope it's worth the noise.
You don't get up very far before you start hearing footsteps coming down, kind of shambling down towards you.
Well, they don't have feet, so that's something different.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's the undead servants.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, we'll start with them.
Yeah, I mean, it's zombies and skeletons. I'm not going to roll combat based on that. You guys can wipe them out.
Sweet. That's enough. Let's move on.
Do they respond to anything if we say anything? Or are they just clearly...
No, they are mindless zombies.
Okay.
Or so, mindless undead.
Were you wondering if he could, like, talk through them or something? Like a hive mind?
Yeah, worth a shot.
Yeah.
The other beholder did.
I should have taken some necromancy spells. That's what I should have done.
No, he didn't talk through it. They just weren't...
I think he saw through them.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, so as you guys pound through the undead, it's a fairly small horde. It's not much. I mean, I don't know if you... burn one of your channel divinities to destroy undead or whatever.
Mm-mm.
But
I don't think so. I don't even know if I have.
Yeah,
you're a cleric. You got to be able
to do what
that.
Level yeah. cleric are you?
Just two.
Oh, no, you don't have destroy undead. You can turn it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, for some reason I was thinking you were higher cleric than druid.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Well, it depends on I don't think it's the same cleric, but it does depend on the cleric, the type of cleric even, cuz like mine wasn't turn undead, it was banish, essentially. It was like a slightly different.
Oh, no, everybody's got two. You get the basic turn undead and destroy undead, and then you get the second ability.
Oh.
Like mine was, when I played Davin, mine was for healing. Yours was for banishing outsiders and shit like that.
I will. Yep. My channel divinity is to mark another creature's life force for termination. So as an action, I choose one creature I can see within 30 feet, cursing it until the end of my next turn. The next time you or your ally hits the cursed creature with an attack, the creature has vulnerability to all attack damage. So,
oh, shit.
I should have probably
used that before now?
On Clavicle, yeah. That's one of the few I have not written down.
I'm attempting to stealth, Jeff.
Well, yeah, but you've got a dragonborn yelling behind you. So.
Yeah, I know.
You're wading through these undead.
Sure. But once they drop, I kind of want to see what happens next.
Right. And as you get through the last of the crowd, you're coming into a cavern that opens up before you. And
slowing down.
Right. But as you look up into this cavern, you can see one central red dot and 10 others around it. And not much more because it's not lit in here at all.
You mind turning the lights on?
It's not lit yet, is what you said, Jim.
Oh, no. You've got your thing. You've got your glaive, but that light only extends out so far. This is a much bigger cavern than you can illuminate.
Fair enough.
And this thing is off in the darkness, and you can see the eye lights. Roll for initiative.
Spooky.
Marker. Okay, let's actually look at this stat block.
You used some of your minis the other day at the shop, Jeff.
Oh, yeah? I don't have my beholder miniature, so we're just going to... Where's your miniature, Troy?
Should be here.
That's what I thought.
Like I said, I used some miniatures. I don't remember. I put them in one of these boxes. If possible, I might have picked somebody's up.
What about yours, Grady?
Probably something similar. I think that's the one I took. I don't remember picking up anybody's individual piece, but I must have.
His staff snapped off.
Staff snapped off?
Yep, it's in the box.
My bad.
Where's yours?
I don't know. Blasted into nowhere, I guess.
Is this thing with you?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you want arranged? I know Kira's up front.
I'd put me behind her with the shield guardian.
About you guys?
Behind.
Yeah, you can put us next to each other.
Okay. Troy, what'd you get?
21.
Lucas.
23.
Wait. What'd you roll?
21, sorry. 21. I have a plus 8.
Schroeder.
A plus 8 to initiative?
Yeah, because of a feat I took, there's a bunch of things that are added to it.
Okay. 14.
Grady?
20.
You see it floating about 30 feet off the ground, and it is Lucas's turn.
Say something nice to it.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Look at you.
Stuck to the Velcro. This doesn't help because it doesn't work on undead, so that sucks. Fuck. I begin casting. How far is it from me? Do we have a mini for it, or is it?
Yeah, it's probably about...
It's there, and it's 30 feet up in the air.
65 feet plus 30 up, so...
65.
Remember that geometry we were talking about?
65's good.
Hang on. I took a thing that doubles my... Does that only work if it's a spell attack?
Yep.
Okay, so that's not going to work then.
Right? Can you cast Friend?
No, I would cast Cold Monster, but Hold Monster does not work on undead.
Then cast Hold Undead. Duh.
Well, I don't think that's a real spell. If it is, that'd be incredible.
That's concentration. Fuck.
Fuck!
Some of these are new, so I'm not privy.
Which is...
Alright, I can do this one. Let's do... Yeah, give me a con save.
6.
No.
You had to check.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
16.
No, it's higher than that, but it doesn't matter. It's only an 11.
Yeah, still not enough. Okay, casting Gravity Sinkhole, 4th level spell.
Sounds good.
120 foot instantaneous, a 20 foot radius sphere of crushing force. So it's force damage. It's 5d10 force. Each creature within...
There's only one.
Okay. So then itself is also pulled in a straight line towards the center. There is no...
So where
distance.
Are you centering?
It literally goes to the center.
Where are you centering?
I'm trying to pull it to the ground. So wherever I can place it to pull it literally to the ground.
What's the radius on it again?
20.
So you can move it...
Foot radius?
You can move it down to 10 feet away from the ground.
Okay. So I can... It's 10 feet... Hovering 10 feet off the ground.
Yes.
All right, so it's 5.
Yeah. Is there another save against the moving or anything like that?
Mm-mm, no.
If you just fail, one concept.
If you succeed, it doesn't move.
Okay.
But you failed. So.
Then roll.
Yeah, 5d10 force.
No whammy, no whammy, no whammy.
It's not great. It's 26 force.
Not great. That's above average by 1. But above average.
26 force damage, and it is pulled so that it is now hovering 10 feet above the ground.
Right. Troy, you're up.
Sorry, just as an aside, this is not concentration. It's a single pull. So it is, I pull it, and it's pulled. So it can move again afterwards. It's not stuck where it's at.
What's the duration?
There isn't any.
There isn't, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to cast Firebolt, and I'm going to twin it.
Ball or bolt?
Firebolt.
Okay, sorry. Thought I heard ball, and I was like, all right, double that shit.
What?
Are you able to target?
No, it's only one shot.
Yeah, fireball's just one thing.
Well, I thought... I didn't think you were able to target the same target with both twin spells.
I know that that's how it was in past editions. I don't remember.
You are correct.
Okay.
So I won't be 20.
Sorry. I still didn't want to
do. No, you're good. No.
You just.
I memorize weird shit that.
You just zip it around and make it look cool.
Nat 20.
Yeah. Crit card.
Does twinning force you to burn sorcery points? Yeah. That's why I was like, eh, man.
Are we using those? There's not a thing in this
one? Nope.
Or are we using the d20s on the skill rolls?
Yep.
What is that? 12? That's better. 36.
Total?
Yeah. 36.
Nice.
It's not a bad chunk.
36 fire damage.
Good job, fellas. Do beholders have AoE attacks with their stalks?
Probably.
Just a thought.
Spread the fuck out.
Oh, I completely forgot about moving. I didn't even think about moving, to be honest. Like, if there's something to hide behind, I'd jump behind it, but I don't really know what's in this room.
Exactly. You're going to go before me, so I can't.
Are these just
you.
Things that are. You're saying this is 15 feet tall?
There's a big rock there.
Oh, no. I didn't think about that.
Stalagmite.
Nope, just rock formation.
Gotcha.
Nope. Sounded like Troy was going to move.
That's it.
Okay. At the end of your turn, it's going to fire off a ray. We'll do that at the turtle. Give me a dex save.
Give me a death save.
Not quite yet.
You're going to me. I haven't even done anything yet.
God.
20.
Nice. Yeah, no effect.
Goes to
Grady.
Sorry, just double checking one thing. My bad.
Oh, motherfucker. Read your spell. Okay. Not going to do that one. Blight.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's going to be good. Like,
it looks like about 25 puts me behind the rock, Jeff.
That's the reason why I put a heal in the fucking guy instead of a blight.
I'll move like 20. So
it's
like
20.
No, sorry, I want to be on this side of the rock towards him. Yeah. Now three up.
There?
That's close enough. I'll be within range.
Okay.
Trucking an axe?
No, I'm going to use the Hordebreaker's bow.
Ooh.
I'll just drop the glaive where I'm at, draw the bow, and let loose with the Hordebreaker and use one of its charges. Do I have to make an attack with it, though, is what I'm... You may use an action to fire an arrow with great force, forming a line 5 feet wide that extends from you to a point within 120 feet. I think it just happens, right? It's a spell-like effect?
Right.
Okay. So I need a dex saving throw from him.
He passed.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. He takes half of 2d6 magical piercing damage.
What's it do?
It just magical damage. It does it in a row. You're supposed to, like, shoot a whole bunch of stuff, but I'm trying to do some sort of attack from range that I know will be magic against it, and it's 2d6 potential damage.
That's fair.
Kind of thought a big floating eyeball may not make the deck save, but Jeff rolled what looked like an 18 or a 19, so yeah. I was pretty much dicked from the beginning. So
yeah,
it turned about as fair play when he rolled his 3 on his initiative.
Yeah.
So 5, so 2 magical piercing damage, since you take half. And I will step behind the rock and crouch down, ready to pick up my glaive if it comes up.
There?
One more diagonal up to the right. Yep.
Okay. At the end of your turn.
It looks cool as shit, though, because it shoots a line 120 feet long and 5 feet wide.
We'll do the turtle again, I guess.
You're standing right in front of it.
You're the one sticking out.
Okay.
Lucas is behind you.
That's a...
con save.
Are you good at those?
17.
It's not bad.
By that much.
This were a game of numbers.
If this were a game of numbers, you just barely made it.
Goes to you. Sure, you're up.
Only your turtle dick is petrified.
Yeah. How does jumping work again?
What do you mean?
Like, if I want to
Legs, push off.
I want to running leap. What are the mechanics?
You need a 10-foot start, and then you are able to jump 3 times your strength score.
Unless you have a ring of jumping or some shit.
Or no, you can jump your strength score. With the jump spell, you can jump 3 times.
Gotcha.
Might as well jump.
Are you trying to jump behind cover? I'm just curious. Just narrating so you have something to edit. Add some commentary, some flair.
I'm trying to leap my shield guardian and grapple it.
Just run the motherfucker right at it.
Yeah.
Give it something to think about.
I mean, it's only 10 feet off the ground now, so it's within
shield guardian. If you get a
shield guardian, the problem is he's only got 30 feet.
Can he not double move?
He could.
He can't take an action, but...
Well, right, but he can get there. He can get close.
But is jump part of a move action?
Yeah.
He just wouldn't be able to technically grapple it. He would just jump into it, essentially. How would that function?
Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't have an action, he's just going to jump.
Okay, so he'd just run and jump, so it'd be a waste. Okay, so then I'll just double move my shield guardian at him.
What spell do you have in him? Was it cure?
It's a cure. Okay. Yeah, it's a cure.
So you get it close and just let loose with a spell, but...
So double move the shield guardian, he said.
Yeah. Go ahead and double move the shield guardian just straight at him.
Can Schroeder make a...
Make a what?
Can Schroeder make a religion roll on my behalf?
Doubt it.
Oh, okay.
Strange request?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about something. Just don't know if it's old editions or new editions.
Like share with the class?
I feel like Kira wouldn't know.
One more eye ray before its turn.
You can do it in the middle of my turn?
Oh, shit.
Stink bug?
Yep.
Gross.
Just caught it out, moving out of the corner of my eye.
You can take your turn in the middle of my turn?
Oh, I thought you were done. I'm sorry.
No.
All that happened was my shield guardian moved.
Okay, well. Saving that.
Fuck you, Jeff. I'm like, come on, man. Fuck. I'll go ahead and drop a fifth level moonbeam on top of it.
Okay.
And then I will move behind Kira.
All you've done is make us both a target.
Well, I can't make it to the other rock.
Slide on your shell.
Remember, you notice there's a lot of ridges.
Remember how
on
he brought
shell?
Up the AoE thing? And, yeah. Then, and now he's grouped three of us back together?
Mm-hmm. fine.
No, you're fine.
Take me
to
Jeff
wouldn't let me retroactively move.
You're there. It's
so.
Fine.
Fine.
It's fine.
I'll take all the shots. Don't worry, guys.
Moonbeam the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Moonbeam the shit out of him.
I already did.
All right.
Before I moved.
Moonbeamed.
Take that. Yep. Okay. Yeah, just don't move me over. Fuck it. I'm staying where I'm at. I went there for a reason. Okay, now it's your turn. Now you can do the in-between turn check.
Yeah, Lucas, deck save.
Cool. You're good at those.
Sure.
No, he just has a plus to initiative. It's not a deck save.
I was about to just say, you're cat, you're nimble. Oh, wait. I forgot.
Using
he floats on the wind.
Using my arcane deflection, that's a 17.
What the hell is arcane deflection?
It's reaction. Arcane deflection. It's plus 2 to AC or for an attack or plus 4 to a save.
Then you make it.
So that is my reaction for this round.
What does he dodge, Jeff?
What it does, though, is it limits me to cantrip for my attack. Mm. That's the give and take.
Do you dip, duck, dive, or dodge?
You dodge the fuck out of something.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it doesn't even give half damage.
Just make sure you start.
Shitty undead.
Excuse me?
Well, you better make sure you start ripping in a torn in the next.
I say we've had a good opening salvo. It's now.
Right. Just say it's a shitty undead.
It's just now its turn.
I was gonna say we had a solid opening salvo about 60 damage. Now let's see what happens when it goes.
How awesome
that's
is that?
Good save there, Mike.
Okay, move him 20 feet to the that way.
Wait, you take damage.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
it's a dex save, right?
Con save.
19.
Yep.
I can make him re-roll it.
What kind of rolls can you make him re-roll? Just a d20
well,
roll?
I can make him re-roll everything.
It's a plus 7, so.
Well, you may want to figure out which eye stalk, which probably it's a high number, is the bad one.
Yeah.
You may want to make him re-roll the eye stalk options.
Yeah. Silvery barbs. I can make him re-roll like a successful attack or a successful save.
Was the 10 the center eye?
No.
Okay.
Come on, big numbers.
There's a couple of good numbers there.
So it was plus 7?
No, his con save was plus 7.
Yeah.
32. So half of 32.
That radiant?
Yes.
Nice.
I couldn't tell because the pins are in the way. I can't see the board. Does his guy get an attack of opportunity based on the movement? Okay. I couldn't tell.
No, he's moving up at an angle. He's back up to 30 feet off the ground and in that position.
Got it.
Lucas.
Oh, it's on me?
Huh?
It's on me?
No.
Oh.
It's about to be.
You're attacking me.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You're going to get 3 ice stalks. 8. That's a 5. And that's a 2. Dex save.
Cool. Well, matter of reactions, so this will be fun.
I'm sorry, it's a constitution save.
Constitution save.
That scares me more than a dex save, if I'm honest.
I have advantage on it, so I'm good.
Clip that.
No, you don't. You have advantage on constitution saves to concentrate on spells.
Oh, is that what those were? Are you sure?
For Warcaster, yes.
Yes, that's what you're doing. It's Warcaster, yeah.
Well, I didn't read it like that.
We've never played it that way before.
I can.
We've played it that way the entire time.
I can read it right.
It's a 16.
Nope. Okay. You ain't moving.
You ain't moving, or you ain't moving ever again.
I don't know. We'll see what the other two do.
Am I turning the stone slowly? Is he?
No, this was paralyzation.
Oh, cool.
That's not a bad one. Could be worse.
Another constitution save, please.
Oh. No.
No?
Another one.
I get to paint a new mini, so it's cool. There are pluses to this.
Yeah.
Just see what happens. We can always tactically retreat. Let's see what it does.
It does bad things.
As soon as Kira goes, run!
41,
fuck!
41 points of negative of necrotic damage.
Okay. Still up.
Yeah, I know.
Don't goad him.
What was the first one again?
Paralyze.
No, the first roll. I'm going backwards in the numbers, and I can't remember
eight.
Where the first roll was.
I remember eight.
It was
8-5-2.
Eight was the first one, yeah.
Dex save.
Dex save.
Eight feels like a disintegrate.
Here it is.
Nope.
Now you're turning to stone.
Cool.
Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes. Tidal waves when it's your time to live.